Up next is North State Give and Take, and it's made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Cotton Party, offering contemporary women's clothes and accessories with an emphasis on natural fibers in the heart of downtown Chico. Cotton Party has been providing friendly service for over 30 years and is located at 337 Broadway Street. Cotton Party is grateful for your business and offers complimentary gift wrapping with each purchase. More information by calling the Cotton Party at 893-4923 and by the Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information by calling them at 898-9525. State Give and Take. I'm Bobby Tryon, and today I'm going to interview a passionate local person, Liz Daniels Curry, and she is a reflexologist here in Chico. She's going to share with us some information about reflexology and her new interest, which is aromatherapy. Welcome, Liz.
Hey, Bobby. Good to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you too. Also, Liz is a new member of the board of KZFR, so it's kind of new. We're getting to know each other that way too, so welcome. So tell me a little bit about your reflexology, your interest in that first.
Well, it started many years ago with friends and, you know, boyfriends and family. When I would sit talking to people and we were sitting around, especially if there was bare feet involved, I just felt very tactile and would rub their feet. And it was unusual to find people not liking it, but sometimes that happened. And as the years progressed, I started getting involved with essential oils and bringing those into my work and realizing good pure essential oils are extremely powerful. And of course, they, like reflexology, have been around forever, and they're huge healing modalities. So I know reflexology points, but I don't really call myself so much a reflexologist, only because, you know, I haven't gone and gotten my certificate. But I know a lot of the points on the feet and what is going on. And then, like I say, I apply the essential oils in my work. And it's just another beautiful layer. And now I've moved into aroma freedom technique, using the oils and moving people through steps to either help them reach goals and desires and intentions they have in their life, or to break them free of traumatic memories and blocks that we have. The essential, to me, essence in life is for us to be moving along in a positive flow of energy. And when we get blocked, disease, we need to find what works for us to unblock it. And oils have been extremely subtle way of getting to our subconscious through the senses, through the sense of smell, and unleashing these blocks.
And so often what we do for blocks, and this is not a bad thing, but we often try to talk our way through the blocks, which works a lot of the time, but a lot of the time it doesn't.
Correct. As a matter of fact, the gentleman, Dr. Perkis, who developed this, he's been a therapist for 35 years, and he's actually fabulously wonderful at what he does. And he himself has gone and tried various different modalities to use in his work. And then he got involved with the oils and started realizing, especially the blends, which is why the blends were made, they work extremely well on our emotions. And so he started to ask around his clients, hey, would you mind being in a study? Because I'm working on a technique on how I can use these in the practice. And he just had amazing, amazing results. And he said, well, I've got to share this. I have to share this because other practitioners should be aware. And just any of us. The techniques are so simple that you can learn them and bring them into your home with your kids, your grandkids, your spouse. Sometimes our spouses are a little more reluctant. Children are the best. They're the easiest because they have less blocking them. They have less traumatic memories. But they've used them with groups that have been in abuse and had some really great studies with that. PTSD, obviously, and we're not just talking war veterans, you know, frontline people in whatever situation that may be. And I've loved them. I've loved them all my life, and I know they work because I've worked with them with energy healers on me, and I know it's working. It may not happen right away, but within a few days to a week, I notice this shift, the light bulb goes on, and oh my gosh, I can't believe I never saw that before, or I never realized that. And that's the key with the oils, is they do this, help us make these shifts in our beliefs about ourselves, about the world. Let's keep it simple. Let's keep it easy without a lot of pain and so forth. I mean, there's always work involved. You know, just because you have a session with the oils doesn't mean there isn't work involved. There is. You go home, you assess your situation. We usually give you an affirmation, power steps. And when you have these powerful trauma releases, we also give you things to help you to keep going through that release and journal it and keep on top of it because you know, you're constantly going to get insights. Once you open that door, there's insights. It's like anything. You start learning something and then the door is open, the window's open, and you're like, you can't get enough. You know, it's work, but I have seen amazing growth in myself since I started doing this back in March. I just feel so good about it. And I just want to share it with people.
So tell me a little bit about the oils and the mixtures and I just wonder how, and maybe there's no way to know, how that does sort of get in there and let some of this release happen.
I was just listening to one of his videos yesterday talking about the neuroscience behind this. Because the oils are working with our sense of smell, which is our survival, our fight or flight or freeze kind of modality, and once you get the smell activated, it tends to go deep within us, into our subconscious, and it's subtle. I have no idea when I do a session what's going to come up for that person and what memories they're going to have. They don't know, and whatever they're working on. And so this sense of smell is so powerful and so strong because we need that for survival. The blends are such that they will get to that very deep subconscious part within us. And it's, like I say, they're gentle. And they help us stay calm and keep open our minds to be clearer, to see what's really there, to see that real truth. And a lot of times we don't want to see the truth. And the amazing thing with the oils is it just brings it to the top. It's like oil and water, and it brings that those memories up like air to the surface, and in such a way that we are not frightened. We are actually, it's almost like a child with this sense of, oh my goodness. You know, look at that. Look what happened there. And oh, that wasn't really what I thought. And it's just so sweet. And I think it, especially now, it's a timely thing that we need. There's so much fear and there's so much confusion and there's so much past trauma. We all have it. I mean, unless you're a young child, you have trauma. And some of it's DNA trauma. So blends that he made, I use Young Living oils. I have just found that these oils are extremely powerful.
Do the oils come to you already in a mixture, or do you do the mixture?
The oils come in blends.
Blends.
And they usually have them, and they have all kinds. Common sense, gratitude, forgiveness, joy. There was another one called Trauma Life that Dr. Perkis started out using, but then they weren't able to get all the oils, and so they've had it on the shelf for a while, and they haven't been bringing it back. So he thought, well, okay, what do we have, especially in the starter kit, that is calming and clarifying for people? So we have Lavender Stress Away, which has some vanilla in it, and that's calming, and frankincense. Frankincense has been used for centuries, especially in religious situations. And so those are the three. We call it the MRB blend, and that's the memory release blend. The another one is inner child. And a third one is called release. And that's a very powerful oil. And then there's transformation and believe that we use during the affirmation steps to help affirm and help people with, you know, believing their what they've realized. And now they go, well, okay, I'm going to make a new affirmation. And we get them on that. And every day they say it twice a day, 2 minutes, using transformation or believe. Now they can say it for more than 3 days. When their body feels like they know it, then they can say, you know, I got this. I don't need this anymore. And we start making new affirmations. That's what life is, you know, making these goals, these intentions. And so you can make your own blends. There's, you know, they have tons of oils. They have, you know, all the oils out there. They have pine oil and they have juniper and melissa and all of the oils. And you can make your own blends. I mean, he actually did a session with just the Thieves oil. Client had no other oil but Thieves. She loves Thieves. She uses it for everything. Thieves is very much like an antibiotic kind of oil. And they also use it in cleaning, like the Clean Your House instead of Clorox. And she only had that. So he used it and it went fine. It went absolutely fine because the oils are the star of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. They really are.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like the oils are our way of taking some of our thoughts, our affirmations, all of those things, and giving it almost a physical sense so that if you smell the oil, you're reminded of those things. Is that right, would you say?
Well, especially when you're smelling an oil into a memory. You've made an intention and you know, we usually will ask, okay, now you've set that intention and you've read it. Do you feel that this is something you can accomplish? On a scale of 0 to 10, you know, how solid does that seem that you're going to get this affirmation? And people will go, well, you know, I really want to do it, but, you know, I'm hearing that I'm not healthy enough and that's usually their negative voice. That's their negative voice. Okay. So on a scale of 0 to 10, okay, they fall in a 5. And their negative voice is, well, the reason why is because I think my health is going to hold me back. Okay. And how does that make you feel? How does that make you feel when you hear that your health is an issue? Oh, God, it makes me angry. And where do you feel it in your body? Okay, so I want you to just close your eyes for a minute and hold on to that feeling that you have, that feeling of anger, and you're feeling it in your chest. Drift back to a time where you felt that same way. And whatever memory comes up, could have been yesterday or 25 years ago, whatever comes up, it's all good. Okay, then you take your memory release blend and breathe into that memory, breathe into those feelings, that body sensation, and just breathe. And let's see what comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Does the picture change? Does it dissolve? Does it get closer? Does it start spinning? Do more pictures come in? Does the feeling in your body change?
Mm-hmm.
Does that anger change?
Mm-hmm.
Those are all things that, you know, during that breathing. And we let them do that for a minute or so too, and see what's changed. And then we ask them, did you see any changes? Did you feel any shifts? Some people will go, oh, gosh, you know, the memory was about this. And I realized my father really didn't mean to do that. He just didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, okay. You know, that's powerful, because all these years they've been holding this thing against their dad for this situation where they were unusually angry or upset with them or you know.
Or even more than that.
Yeah, exactly. And so, okay, so now let's go back to your intention. We have them read that again. And oh, how do you feel now on a scale of 0 to 10? Okay. And how do you feel about that? How does that make you feel?
Mm-hmm.
And we go through usually about 2 or 3 rounds. Sometimes it's more. Sometimes I have to shift it because they're stuck. They're stuck on a memory. They're stuck on a trauma. And so then I hybrid, we call it, we hybrid into a trauma release, a memory release, and we get that memory and we go through it. And you know, how powerful and how much is it charging you, 0 to 10? And then we go through the steps. What's that feeling? Where do you feel it in your body? Okay, mm-hmm. Think for a moment, drift back when you felt that feeling in your body and felt that anger, you know, first memory that comes up. And breathe into the oil. Usually on the second round, it's inner child. And let me tell you, from a practitioner looking at the client on Zoom or in person, I can see that the inner child has affected them.
Uh-huh.
And I can't say for sure, I haven't counted it, but a lot of times there is something usually from an inner child situation that comes up. Not always. It's just these things that we got in our head, in our body, that this is it, or that's how they were, or la, 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 and it changes. And then we, again, go, okay, read your intention. How does that feel? Where do you feel it? What's the word? And then we go and have them bring up a memory, and I do release.
We will take a little break here from our pre-recorded interview with Liz Daniels Curry. Stay tuned to 90.1 FM KZFR Chico. Let's return to our interview with Liz Daniels Curry on North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM. We are talking about aromatherapy. Yeah, it sounds so much like just a good tool that allows a person to find out things for themselves. It seems like that. You kind of guide them and connect it to the idea of the sense, but the people are actually doing kind of the work themselves.
Exactly. And nobody's pushed them to that memory. Nobody's, you know, it's come up and now the memory's going around in their mind, or they see it in their mind's eye and they can assess it. They can look at it. They can go, oh, I didn't have to bring that up to them. I didn't have to get them to see it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's really what's most powerful in any healing, is mm-hmm. for us to recognize, you know, what it is, whether whatever it is, whether when I work mm-hmm. with people with diet or whatever, or exercise, mm-hmm. it's, you know, I can do this with them. I would like having more exercise in my life. And so we work on that.
Yeah. And it's so true that when you get something, it has to come from within you. You can be told things to do forever. I mean, we all experience that. I mean, I know the right thing to do because I read it and I've been told it. But it has to kind of come from another little spot inside for you to take the step. So a lot of times the problem with things are sticking with it. I mean, if I had to go in and think about something, that would be my thing, the sticking right. with things, because I get great ideas. But and so does someone sort of do their work and then maybe connect again and get a little boost and, you know, just the help of sticking with things.
It's a part of that. It's coming back and just getting like reconnected, a boost, you know, looking where they're at, where they feel that they aren't doing as well or want to make some more changes. And it's just doing that. And then there's the little ones that we have. It's called reset. You could wake up today and be irritated about something, and it's just messing with your day, man. And so it's called, okay, focus on what's irritating you. Oh, I got to make that phone call. I don't want to do that. Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I have to go to the gym. So you recognize it. What does it make you feel? Where do you feel it in your body? You know, is there a voice that's coming around that's, you know, kind of negative? And then take your memory release blend and breathe into that frustration, that anger, whatever it is you're feeling in your body, and breathe into that. And all of a sudden things come up. Oh, Liz, it's not a big deal. That whatever it is, these little things that come up that go, hey, this isn't such a big hurdle. Here's the little steps. Just go, here's the steps. Or whatever comes up where it brings that anxiety down. It brings in clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go, okay, I don't know. Why am I so worried? Why am I procrastinating? Sure. And it's a mini thing. I show it to people when I work with them, because I know we get these things every day. I get them. And I wake up and I'll sometimes I go almost half a day before I do it. And I go, oh my God, why didn't you do that this morning? Why didn't you just do a reset this morning? Because this thing kept nagging me all day that I was wanting to do, but I kept putting it off. Just do a reset.
Right.
Just take a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I guess you could say it's like getting grounded.
I was just going to say, it's like getting grounded, but getting in the moment, which is all we're always told. This is the place to find some peace. Be in your moment, be in your moment. And it seems a little bit like this is a way to kind of bring people into the moment, because I see that's probably the biggest hurdle for all of us. We're thinking about the future and we're worried about the past. And that just causes all that angst. And there's levels of it. My gosh, everybody's got some of it. Like, oh, I've got a doctor's appointment in an hour. And, you know, it's there. It's life.
Right.
But
right.
I can see that maybe this is a tool to kind of, I don't know, give you a little jolt for a minute and change things up.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's just as simple as I had one that I did for affirmation for a while. And it was like, I don't have, there's not enough time. That was my worry. there's not enough time for me to do what I need to do. So I did, I don't think I did a reset. I think I did an AFT. And what I found out was there's enough time. Do what is most pressing or most needed today. Obviously, if you have a client, you've got a client. But there's other things. Can the laundry be put off? Or this or that, you know, the things, and it just brings you down. And again, that clarity of going, calm down. Mm-hmm. We're going to get done today what we're going to get done today. And then tomorrow we got a new list. And, mm-hmm. and you know, it's always changing.
And let the judgment go. Because yes. that's a big one yes. in that sometimes the judge isn't there so much, but other times, a day that I don't do what I had, quote, on my list or something I thought I needed to do. Oh, can I judge the fact that I didn't do it?
Right. You were awful. You didn't get it done. And, you know, you're just sloughing off. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know.
That's my inner voice, I can tell you.
And see, that's the thing. We can work with things like that in the fact that, you know, what's one of the things they say? Negative voice. What do you say to yourself during the day? Mm-hmm. You know, when you mess up, what do you say? Are you saying things like you crazy SOB or, you know, I mean, how do I talk to myself is important.
Yeah, it really is important. And it does, it just perpetuates itself.
Yes.
And, you know, after years of doing it, you just fall into that pattern and it just, you know, it's kind of like a rut in your head. You just fall into it.
Exactly. And, you know, the reset is something really good for parents to use with kids because kids don't have as much that they're okay. brought along. When I'm dealing with a 20, 30, 50, right. 60-year-old, we got a lot of stuff, you know. Yeah. And kids, and they process it. They get to it really quickly. And so you know how these kids can get angst over God knows, you know, just life.
Yeah.
Or kids can be, you know, mean to one another. And so to bring that anxiety down and get clarity, mm-hmm. and the sooner we can give that to anybody, yeah. it just makes such a difference in their life.
Like, this is what I see is that often parents, and believe me, I am someone who did this and still do it a little bit with my grandkids. I want to tell them how to be rather than giving them the space to see.
Right. There's a lot of knowledge around us. Our elders have knowledge, but our kids teach us, you know, like you see your grandkids, you want to show them and, right. And instead of, you know, and so they're teaching you that, you know, Bobby, no, that's
right. Back off.
Up a little
yeah.
bit. Exactly.
Yeah. And I can see how maybe the sense is a moment that it settles down because sometimes in conversation, you know, it's just kind of flying all over the place and words are said, but I can see that if you have something that says, all right, let's do a scent, that it makes a focus for a moment.
Right. And they're breathing into that memory, that thing that's irritating them or that trauma memory. Uh-huh. I mean, just because a kid is small, they might have had trauma that we didn't even uh-huh. see.
Right.
You
well,
know,
it could have been that morning because you made me eat my oatmeal. I mean,
exactly.
And even if it's just for a moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It has to start small.
Yeah. Well, and that's a big thing with all of it is we to be content with a very small thing, whereas we want that fix and fix forever. And it doesn't work like that. And I do know that we can get into some of these modalities and do them and do them and do them. But the hope is for anyone to get value from it. And I'm sure it doesn't work for everyone. For the people that it does, it sounds like a tool, just a different tool than what our society is used to for sure.
It's not like it's impossible that you won't have a good session because you can't find a memory or you can't feel it in your body.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was wondering because sometimes, you know, the specific things, but I'm sure that it just brings a focus for people. And sometimes it's harder for people to focus.
Correct. Yep. I'm looking for people who want to make changes in their life and they're open to them.
Yeah, that's kind of the key for so many things that we
certainly
confront in our lives. You know, there's different levels of that or different degrees of that for all
people.
So this is just a great thing. I'm glad that we could put that out there for our listeners just to know about it. And of course, in the world of Google, anyone can Google aromatherapy and probably get some information and read more about it, which would
correct
be a good thing. And
yeah,
I'll probably do some of that myself. Liz, I thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Bobby.
And I will see you.
Definitely.
I will see you.
See each other.
Yeah.
See you soon.
All right. Bye, Liz.
Bobby.
We've just heard an interview with Liz Daniels-Curry about her passion for aromatherapy. If you're interested in being on the show, call me at 530-520-1593. You're listening to North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM. My name is Bobby Tryon. Check out any of my broadcasts at kzfr.org under North State Give and Take. Come back next week at 6 p.m. on Tuesday for another interview on North State Give and Take. Stay tuned for Ginger and Radioactive.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. My name is Ginger Nichols, and you are listening to Radioactive. Hope you guys all enjoyed North State Give and Take, because it was freaking amazing. I caught the last, like, half an hour of it because, you know, I'm driving to the station, getting fast in my vroom-vroom car, and we're, you know, going to have a great show tonight. So excited. I was not here last week, which I was kind of bummed. Yes, I missed the show, but it was because I missed the last week of summer, which I feel like I could have done a lot with that. But you know what? We're here with the first week of school, which is, like, also pretty awesome.